Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the biggest stories of the last 7 days. I'm George MacDonald, Executive Editor of Retail Week, and I am joined this week by Leanne Carr, our fashion journalist, and Gemma Goldfingal, our features editor. This week we're talking about ASOS. The fashion e-tailer was in the news this week because it sent a letter to suppliers asking for a discount. Now, there were a lot of headlines about this, but you might well ask why. What's all the fuss about? Because asking suppliers for discounts is not exactly unheard of among retailers. Gemma, what's your take?
Yeah, you're right, it's not unheard of, but when you generally do hear about it, it's always retailers in distress. You know, the examples that come to mind for me are Debenhams and Arcadia of late. So it doesn't bode well, does it?
No, I guess not. Although you might say it is quite a common practice, and maybe they should have done it before. What do you think, Leanne?
I think, well, obviously they've got their new CFO that's just come in April now. So yeah, like you said, was this something that they should have started doing before then, or has he come in, looked at the business and said, okay, this is something that we need to do to start trying to sort it out? I think the problem is it seems to be sort of one thing after another that keeps happening with ASOS, and this is just the last thing that's happened in a long string of troubles that they've been hitting.
Yeah,
I was going to say, well, I think it's happening because of the long line of struggles, isn't it? It feels a bit like, I don't think it's ever a good idea to squeeze suppliers, and especially in the world of fashion. You know, ASOS is a heavily branded website, and the brands it has on board are a big reason why shoppers shop there. So I don't think it's ever a good idea to squeeze your suppliers.
No, you know, I agree with you. I think it's typically something that you associate with a business that is going through the mill, very un-ASOS-like. It's interesting that it's happened with this new CFO. He's come from, he's got a background in places like SAB Miller, hasn't he? I can understand it in a sense, which I guess, because of what you said a moment ago, Leanne, they've not been having the best time. They've had a couple of profit warnings in the last year. After a bit of a mess up last Black Friday, problems with warehousing in the US, there was the poster child of online retail and fashion. Do you think these problems are going to be putting pressure on Nick, the chief executive?
Yeah, I think that's the question on everyone's mind at the moment. So obviously they've got their 4-year results out in October. Is he under pressure? What's going to happen in October? But if it was that bad, wouldn't they have just got rid of him already? It's not unheard of for CEOs to go straight away.
No, not at all.
Or is it a wait and see situation?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely pressure on Nick right now. And it has been, if you look at its share price since the turn of the year, it has had an awful year so far. But Nick is an unproven person at ASOS. Yeah. He's been around for years. He's been CEO for, 4 years now?
Yeah, 2015.
And I do remember when Adam Crozier stepped down as chief executive, as chairman, sorry. When he came in as chairman, you know, it being like, oh, it's great, it's business as usual, because, you know, Nick has been a very safe pair of hands since the founder, Nick Robertson, stood down. And he's had 3 good years, 1 not so great.
Yeah.
Pressure's definitely on him. People will be looking for, you know, if there's been any improvement since the last update, and obviously going into Black Friday and Christmas.
Yeah.
I personally think they should give him some time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned he's been chief exec since 2015. Before that, he was COO. And he's actually been there for 10 years all in since joining as CFO. So he's been there when founder Nick Robertson was there. He's run it, as you say, successfully. You know, I think a lot of the time there's a sort of tendency to judge people by the most recent quarter or year, isn't there, rather than in that longer term context. So I'm inclined to agree with you.
And I think the thing is as well that people have to remember, they are still doing okay in terms of double digit growth and things like that. Obviously they've got the warehousing problems, but so did the likes of Boohoo when they opened theirs, AO. Mm-hmm. So is it just these teething problems that, like you said, if you give him time, he can sort it.
I mean, I'm not trying to belittle the problems. I think there are big problems at ASOS right now. In, you know, profits have been massively hit. Share prices is taking a big dive. You know, in some of those issues, those operational issues, like ASOS isn't a fledgling business. It's 20 years old now. Yeah. So it should be able to open a warehouse without it being, you know, chaos. But there are issues afoot. They know, everyone knows that there's issues right now. I think let's see how we work through those issues.
Yeah. I mean, that point about it being 20 years old is interesting, I think, because I know Nick Robertson and Nick Beaton now, you know, they sometimes get annoyed at how people sort of still think of them as a startup, because one of the things they always have front of mind is how do we keep that spirit, how do we be on the ball as we were when we started, you know, when it's actually relatively mature business. But you mentioned there Boohoo, you know, it's going like a train at the moment. Do we think that ASOS can get back on track, or is Boohoo the new ASOS?
It's a tricky one, because obviously Boohoo is doing incredibly well, but I still think that they're quite different businesses in what they're offering people, and the types of customers that they're offering to. So I think if they can stick to that, if ASOS can still get the right suppliers and the suppliers stick by them, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Boohoo has been phenomenally successful, but they are very different. Yeah, they're fashion and yeah, they're online, but that's about it. They serve a very different customer base. You're right. You know, the kind of low price, younger fashion of Boohoo to the 20 something, very kind of much fashion forward of ASOS. It is a very different customer base. I hope this is very much a blip for ASOS rather than a direction it going just off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
I think that it still resonates, and very importantly with a global customer as well. And there is definitely a place for both ASOS and Boohoo. I don't think one's going to replace the other.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah, well, let's draw things to a close. We should get a better idea on the outlook in just a couple of months' time, in October, when ASOS's next results are out. But no doubt a story we'll be writing more on in the interim. What do you think? Please let us know. You can comment on the story on our site. And please do join us again next week for the Retail Week.